News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
It's the last day of July, and time really does fly. Almost August.
Where in the world did the year go?
I don't know, but it's going by very, very fast, and school's ramping up. Everybody's about to start going to school. College football on the way. NFL preseason starts this week. Where has the year gone?
You unnamed man, you're bringing us all this goodness today.
That's right. Goodness for some, badness for some, like my wife, who enjoys watching movies with me and TV shows. That all ends right around September. Yeah, because football. But 6:05 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'll still watch movies with her. It's not that bad.
You're a good husband. Plus, it's almost your anniversary. Just saying.
Ooh, thank you. Oh, man.
Almost, I know. I
didn't really almost forget.
Oh, my gosh. That's Dalton Orwig talking to you this morning. I'm Kelly Finley. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mobile Mornings, and we have it all for you. We got your national news. We got your local news. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams has the weather, which you'll need to listen to today because we could have some storms. Well, it's likely we'll have some storms rolling through the area, but we start the morning with Kane. Here's your traffic update as you head into work.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have one early morning accident at Airport and Dawes. Without injuries, officers are on the scene. Beyond that, a pretty good start from the 65 split traveling downtown across the Bayway and the Causeway. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, light traffic so far on the way in this morning. You know, summer's almost over, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa at Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa. Go to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms again. High temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
6:08 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley in the studio as well. Sean Sullivan will be back very, very soon. Right now, it's time to check in for the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly.
Thank you, Dalton. And I need to make a correction. I'm waiting for there we go.
Now you can talk.
Right. Because, you know, if people are new to the scene, they probably wonder, well, how did I remind you of your anniversary?
Mm-hmm,
it's
because
we got married 1 week apart.
Yeah. And I planned it that way.
No, you
because
did not.
You're my co-host. And I know if you have your anniversary.
Don't even try it.
There's no way I'll forget that mine is exactly 7 days following.
Love is in the air. I cannot believe it's the last day of the month. Okay, July 31st. Good morning, everyone. It's 6:09 on your Tuesday morning. A toy gun plus surveillance video equals an arrest. 36-year-old Hilario Bravo, also known as Javier Hernandez, has been charged with first-degree robbery after Foley police say he used a toy gun to rob La Placita Hispania. Well, this happened Saturday morning. Thanks to surveillance footage, officers were able to identify a Hispanic male entering that business wearing a white hooded jacket pulled over his face with what looked like a weapon. Police say that man then told a female employee to go into the bathroom and to not leave. 24 hours later, police responded to a report of a suspicious vehicle at the cottages on the green, and that is where they located the black Ford Explorer, which was identified as a suspect vehicle. And guess who was inside sleeping?
I'm guessing the suspect.
That is true. That is correct. Mr. Bravo. No applause for him. Once taken into custody and questioned, he admitted that yes, he used a toy gun in the robbery. I'm so happy no one was injured in this situation, because this could have gone in a totally different direction.
And I have some thoughts on toy guns and BB guns as soon as you're done with this news here.
Okay. And then we head back across the bay here in Sims. Counterfeit money at a local Arby's has police turning to us for our assistance. The Sheriff's Office as well, the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, they are looking for a woman who passed counterfeit money at the fast food restaurant. So the Sheriff's Office has posted a video online. And in that video, it shows the suspect pulling up to the drive-thru window, hands the cashier what looks like a $100 bill. And if you've ever paid with a large, now they're doing $20 bills this way, but they check to see if it's a counterfeit money.
With that pin they have.
That's right, that money detection pin. They did that. Suspect realized that the employees were looking real closely at the money, and she took off. So if you know who this woman may be, call investigators at 251-574-8633, or you can send a tip to the Sheriff's Office at their website. It's mobileso.com, www.mobileso.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, and that video that showed the woman in the drive-thru as she passed that counterfeit bill, she was ready. She was ready to roll, because she looked like Usain Bolt, like on the starting line. If she looked in there and she thought something might be going on, they might know it's counterfeit.
Right.
So you could see her edging the car up and up and up.
And it's so shameful, because I tell you what, there have been times where, maybe because you just got paid, or because someone gave you change for something, you may have a $50 bill. And sometimes I'm a bit offended that I go somewhere and I pay for something and you're really checking this, but they have to do what they have to do. And when you know you're paying with real money, you just wait.
Yes. Yeah. You can tell the people who know they're passing a counterfeit bill through and the people that don't.
Right.
Because if she didn't know that was a counterfeit bill, she would have just been sitting there waiting for her food.
Apologizing. eating her curly fries.
That's right. And earlier you mentioned that guy that used a toy gun. To try to rob a place. This story out of the University of Florida from last week, where six players, including a player that played at Blount, Kadarius Toney, they're all in pretty big trouble on campus because they had some kind of issue with a student on campus who's known as a gambler around there, and he was giving them a lot of grief because they kept losing games last year, and I guess he was betting on them or something like that. So these players show up to start a fight or finish a fight with this guy, but they had BB guns and fake guns and even a frying pan.
Oh, stop it.
The problem when you have fake guns is that somebody might have a real gun. Yeah. Actually, odds are, if you're dealing with those kind of people, they probably do have a real gun.
And they're not in the mood.
No. And if you're trying to rob a place and security's around, I'll tell you, security or police that have weapons on them, those aren't fake weapons.
Well, and can I just say this, especially to all of our small business owners or just entrepreneurs. I mean, you work so hard to have your own place. You work hard. Your family contributes. You know, you have employees. You go to work every day. And to have someone have the audacity to come into your business, which is essentially your home, and try to take what's theirs with a toy weapon.
Yeah, it's disrespectful.
Oh, I mean, without a doubt.
Well, I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Yeah, don't do it.
But so fake gun, bad idea. Counterfeit money, also a bad idea. 6:14 now on FM Talk 106.5. It's 79 degrees and muggy outside the studio. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will have the full weather update for you in just a few. But coming up, I've got sports today. The trade deadline day in Major League Baseball. They have to have trades announced by 3 p.m., but some have gone through since yesterday. I'll let you know all about those coming up on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Attention Mobile, announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Biomobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access $14,900, dockable waterfront $34,900. Call or click 877-BIGVIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIGVIEW, 877-244-8439.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A crime alert in Mobile, 2 shootings in 3 hours, including one that wounded a teenager. The first shooting happened around 6 last night at the Azalea Point Apartments. One person was shot there. Then around 9 last night on Bernice Hudson Drive, a 15-year-old was shot in his chest. No word this morning on any arrests in either case. Clinics across Alabama are establishing programs to help patients beat their opioid addiction. This after a Harvard study found all 7 of Alabama's congressional districts ranked in the top 30 for opioid use. The programs include counseling, nutrition assistance, and medication to curb withdrawal. Today marks 2 weeks since 25-year-old Daniela Vian was last seen by her family or friends. Folks close to the missing mother offer a journal entry 1 month before her disappearance as proof she did not leave on her own. The journal entry includes financial goals and future plans. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Hey, it's 617 on FM Talk 106.5, and right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears lost the first game of yesterday's doubleheader against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp 9-5. And in the second game, Mobile also lost. Jacksonville shut out the Bay Bears 5-0. Tonight, Mobile tried to avoid the sweep, and they play the final game of the 5-game home series. First pitch set for 6:35. In the majors, the Atlanta Braves kicked off a 3-game homestand against the Miami Marlins with a 5-3 win on Monday night. Freddie Freeman and Ronald Acuna Jr. both hit home runs for Atlanta in the win.
Swing and a fly ball. Hit deep toward right. Anderson back. It's gone.
And then he goes out with the next pitch.
Yeah. That was Freeman's 18th homer this season. The Boston Red Sox beat NL East leading Philadelphia in 13 innings, 2-1. Braves now 2 games back in the NL East. A walk-off double for Mitch Garver gave Minnesota a 5-4 win over Cleveland. Seattle shut out Houston 2-0. Milwaukee beat the LA Dodgers 5-2. San Francisco got a win in 12 innings, 5-3 over San Diego. St. Louis beat Colorado 5-4 in 10 innings with a walk-off home run from Marcell Ozuna. And Texas beat Arizona 9-5. Some transactions in the major leagues before today's trade deadline takes effect at 3 p.m. The New York Yankees bolstered their starting rotation by adding Minnesota Twins starting pitcher Lance Lynn. The Yankees announced they traded first baseman Tyler Austin and minor league pitcher Luis Rijo to the Twins in return for Lynn. The Houston Astros acquired Toronto Blue Jays closer Roberto Osuna in exchange for reliever Ken Giles and pitchers David Paulino and Hector Perez. Osuna is eligible to return to action August 5th after he finishes serving a 75-game suspension for violating the MLB's domestic violence policy. In NFL news, the New York Jets finally have quarterback Sam Darnold under contract. after he signed his rookie contract on Monday. The Jets signed their first-round draft pick to a four-year deal worth $30.2 million. The deal includes a $20 million signing bonus. Here's Jets general manager Mike Maccagnan discussing the deal.
You know, he missed 2 days of practice that weren't in pads. He missed 1 day of padded practice. But, you know, we feel good about when we got him in. You know, he has a little catching up to do, but we do feel, you know, it wasn't a long holdout. So we're excited to see how he grows and develops.
Of the 256 players drafted in this year's NFL draft, Darnold was the 255th to sign his rookie deal. Now the only unsigned draft pick is Chicago Bears linebacker Raquan Smith. He was chosen 8th overall out of Georgia. Darnold was drafted out of USC 3rd overall in this year's draft. He's expected to compete for the starting quarterback job in New York against veterans Josh McCown and Teddy Bridgewater. It's been a rough start to training camp for the Carolina Panthers. Cornerback Ross Cockrell went down in practice Monday with a fractured left tibia and fibula. Got both of them. Panthers' second serious injury in less than 1 week. Cockrell was screaming and holding his left leg on what would end up being the final play of practice on Monday. He collided with wide receiver Torrey Smith in the end zone and could be overheard screaming that his leg is broke as players gathered around and took a knee. Panthers just signed Cockrell in March to a 2-year, $6.8 million deal. It's been 10 days since Mississippi officially legalized sports betting at its casinos, and tomorrow on August the 1st, two casinos will be the first in the state to begin accepting sports wagers, the Beau Rivage Resort and Casino in Biloxi and Gold Strike Casino in Tunica, Mississippi, will take their first wagers around noon on Wednesday. Former NFL player Willis McGahee, an odds maker, and native Mobilian Danny Sheridan are in line to make the first official wagers at the Beau Rivage before the casino starts accepting bets from the general public. Mississippi is the third state following Delaware and New Jersey to allow sports betting since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the federal ban in May. 622 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms again. High temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department not working any accidents yet this morning. Airport and Dawes have been cleared off to the side road. Now, state troopers are on the scene of another one at Salco Road, about a mile west of 43. Just happened a few minutes ago. Still a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway with no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 624 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on a Tuesday morning and the last day of July. Right now, it's time for the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. It is 6:24 on your Tuesday morning. A cold case gets a lead and an arrest. 56-year-old Barbara Brewster from Weaver, Alabama, has been charged in the fatal 1988 beating death of a pregnant woman from South Bend, Indiana. St. Joseph County judge entered a not guilty plea on Monday for 56-year-old Barbara Brewster. A public defender will be appointed to her. She and 76-year-old George Kearney both were charged with murder earlier this month in the death of 28-year-old Miriam Rice. According to court documents, one of Brewster's sons told investigators that George Kearney abducted Rice while she was walking her dog back on June 24th, 1988, and that is when Brewster fatally beat her with tools that were inside the van that they were driving. Rice's body was found with multiple skull fractures 4 days later, only 2 miles from her home. And this is just so sad. She was 4 months pregnant and had a 3-year-old son. Brewster is right now being held without bond following her initial hearing. A young mother is killed and an arrest has been made in Pensacola. Investigators say 53-year-old Henry Martin Steiger and 25-year-old Cassandra Robinson had a child together, and that's their connection. Detectives believe that Steiger killed Robinson back on February 1st. Her body was discovered months later on July 11th inside of a storage drum that was inside of a cargo trailer which Steiger owned. The location of the homicide and the cause of death have not yet been released. Pensacola police, though, have charged the Perdido Key man with her death. As for the child, she is now in the custody of her mother's family. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. 626 now on FM Talk 106.5. And in national news, yesterday, one day after President Trump initially tweeted his threat that he would that he was not afraid to shut down the government if Congress does not provide some funding for the border wall. Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday he again made that threat, this time vocally, as he was meeting with Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. Here's that audio from yesterday with President Trump. Maybe. Maybe sometimes things don't work the way you need them to. Let's see if we got it here.
As far as the border is concerned, and personally, if we don't get border security, after many, many years of talk within the United States, I would have no problem doing a shutdown. It's time we had proper border security.
Government funding currently set to expire at the end of the day on September the 30th, which gives lawmakers 11 legislative days to negotiate an agreement. I know you see September 30th and you think, oh, they have 2 entire months to figure that out. Not in Congress. They have 11 days to figure that out. On Sunday, that's when Trump initially tweeted his threat, and that was just days after meeting with House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to discuss the upcoming legislative deadline. On Monday, Trump added that he has no red line in those discussions, but he emphasized that he wants great border security. He said, I'll always leave room for negotiation, but this has been many years. We have immigration laws, we have border security, we have all sorts of things going on. It's disgraceful. He said that his demand for border security includes many things besides just the wall, including ending the visa lottery system and terminating chain migration. He said, the whole thing's ridiculous, and we have to change our laws. We do that through Congress. More on that today. Right now, it's 627 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Right now, we head to the news with WKRG.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. It wasn't a debate, but it felt like one, at least for a few seconds. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey and Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox met on the campaign trail for the first time. Each spoke separately at the Alabama Sheriff Association conference in Orange Beach. Ivey took a jab at her opponent's hobby of long-distance running.
I may never have run a marathon, but I sure have won a lot of races.
Alabama's not in good shape. And when you look at that, we're 46, 47, 48, 49th, and 50th. You know, and instead of worrying about how many miles I run in the morning, the governor will probably be better served trying to address those problems.
More than $2.5 million federal dollars will be used on the Gulf Coast to improve 8 local airports in Mobile, Baldwin, Monroe, and Escambia counties. $1.1 million of that was awarded to Mobile Regional. We'll learn more today about a nearly $450,000 federal grant for a Gulf Coast shipyard. Patty Shipyard in Pensacola is one of 29 shipyards in the country to receive the grant. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
Poet, troubadour, and Rhodes Scholar Chris Christopherson performs his timeless songs at Mobile Sanger Theater November 20th.
Jesus was a Capricorn.
On the Sunday morning
side. Don't miss this all-American legend performing his classics.
Good enough on me and Bobby McGee.
One of the remaining Highwaymen, Chris Christopherson plus The Strangers, brings his show to the Sanger. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com or the Sanger Theater or Mobile Civic Center box offices. Chris Christopherson live at Mobile Sanger Theater November 20th.
What started as a normal day ended in tragedy.
Our daughter Carmen died swimming near our dock when the water became energized. This was caused by ungrounded wiring in an outdoor switch box that was partially filled with water.
Before your loved ones go into the water, check your wiring, boxes, and outlets and make sure everything is in good working order. Also, test the water around your pier for electricity.
By doing so, you can have fun times on the water and possibly save a life.
A message from the Energy Institute of Alabama.
The Washington Post is reporting that satellite imagery shows North Korea seems to be building new missiles capable of carrying nuclear weapons. But correspondent Will Ripley tells us this would not actually be a broken promise.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, while he did sign a vaguely worded statement, he never said he was going to stop missile production. In fact, he said on New Year's Day he was going to mass produce missiles. This is pretty consistent with what he has publicly said he's going to do. He also has not agreed yet to give the United States a full accounting of how many ballistic missiles he possesses, how many warheads he possesses.
Senior Iranian parliamentarian Ali Motahari is rebuffing President Trump, saying it is not a good time for Iran to negotiate with the United States. This a day after the president said he would be willing to meet Iran's leader without preconditions. Twin wildfires that have already burned through some 100 square miles are now threatening 10,000 homes, straddling Northern California's Mendocino and Lake counties. Stock futures pointing to higher numbers at the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. A $100 million lawsuit claims that Ride the Ducks and its various owners have known about safety problems with the amphibious vessels but ignored suggestions from a federal agency that would have made them safer. The suit also targets the operator of the Ride in Branson, alleging negligence and wrongful death for taking 29 passengers out on Table Rock Lake with a storm bearing down. 17 people drowned. Dunkin' Donuts is rolling out a dedicated snack menu. $2 items on the so-called Dunkin' Run menu include waffle battered chicken tenders and a gluten-free fudge brownie, which is the chain's first ever nationwide gluten-free item. The NASDAQ Composite posted its third consecutive loss of more than 1% for the first time in 3 years, a week after hitting a record high. The NASDAQ dumped 107 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day off 144 points. And the S&P 500 shed 16. Futures are trended toward a higher market open today. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35 on Mobile Mornings. On FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley in the studio. Sean Sullivan will be back very soon. Right now, 79 degrees outside our studios, and it's time to talk to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
Well, I don't know if it's... I must be getting old because my fingers and my knees ache. That means storms are on the way.
Let me write that down. That sounds pretty good. But, yeah, we've got quite a few showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. A couple of things that are coming into play here. One is a stationary weather front that's across northern Alabama, northern Mississippi. And then the upper atmosphere is becoming very favorable for thunderstorm activity. That is, it's allowing the air to rise very rapidly. And so as we get some heating today, we're going to see numerous showers and thunderstorms develop. Some of those could produce some strong, gusty winds. It will keep temperatures down. So instead of in the 90s, we should see a high in the upper 80s today. But again, a good chance for showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon, but we could see them rapidly develop a little later this morning. Tonight, conditions will still be favorable for some rainfall. So tonight, still look for some showers and thunderstorms around, temperatures in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, we'll do it all over again, numerous showers and thunderstorms, and temperatures in the low to mid 80s. So that's quite a bit below normal. Normal high is 91 degrees. Weather systems that I mentioned are going to still be around even on Thursday. So we expect numerous showers and thunderstorms, and temperatures again in the 80s, around over 85 degrees for Thursday. And Friday, things start to change. The upper air pattern begins to weaken. That front across Mississippi and Alabama will also weaken, and we'll see fewer showers as we get into the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, just some afternoon thunderstorms and warmer temperatures. We'll start to get back up into the 90s as we get into the weekend and early next week. What could be rather unpleasant is after all the rain we'll have over the next 3 days, all that starts to evaporate over the weekend as temperatures climb into the 90s. So it could be very, very warm and very humid as we get into the weekend and early next week.
Yeah, sounds like a good time. I was really worried that it wouldn't heat up again after it cools down just a little bit this week. How severe could we expect some of these storms to be today?
Well, a few thunderstorms could produce gusty winds. That's not unusual, but some of these thunderstorms could be fairly large, and they could produce some gusty winds of 35, 40 miles an hour. Not all of them, but a few of them may do that. And, of course, the lightning, some of these could produce rather intense lightning activity. So that's going to be the pattern for today, tomorrow, and also for Thursday.
And it's almost August, means we're smack dab in the middle of hurricane season, so we need our daily tropics update from you, Dr. Bill.
Well, statistically, things start to increase, but nature's not following that pattern right now because it's quiet across the Gulf and the Caribbean. Some thunderstorm activity scattered in the Atlantic, but nothing organized at this time.
All right. Thank you very much, and we'll check back with you soon, Dr. Bill.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Did I mention we have a staff meteorologist on our FM Talk 106.5 staff?
I think you did.
All right. Well,
I also remember that your bones are hurting.
Yes, I'm aching. There's a storm on the way. Actually, it's been like that since high school football. That's just another good thing the football does for you. Right now, 6:39 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we got your news headlines on this Tuesday morning with Kelly Finley.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear, but again, still have that accident at Salco Road about a mile west of 43. State troopers are there and already called for the wreckers. The Bayway, the Causeway still looks good for Tillman's Corner and Theodore with no major backups or delays. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 now in Robertsdale offers so much more flooring options in those big box stores and a better pricing. Offering waterproof and water-resistant flooring, engineered hardwood, exotics, and more. Just call 989-9911. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5. This is your kind of station. Your views, your opinions, your money. We're all about what's important to you. Local, informative, with your attitude. And we believe this is a great environment to advertise your business. We have thousands of listeners who should be your customers. If you're interested in advertising to a large group of 35 to 64-year-old Gulf Coast residents who share your ideas, we're the perfect vehicle for you. Hi, this is Bill Roth, Director of Sales for FM Talk 106.5, and I'd welcome the opportunity to speak with you about increasing your business. Please give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, and we'll discuss how FM Talk 106.5 can help your business win big. That number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're talk radio on crystal clear digital FM stereo at 106.5, and we can help your business succeed.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. You need the talk you want. You want. And the sports you love. You love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5. 106.5.
6:41 and Mobile Mornings rolls on this Tuesday morning. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, my friend. Good Tuesday morning, and it is the last day of July. I don't know why we're talking about this so much.
But it's just time is flying by.
I know.
It's almost 2019.
Stop it. You're right. I got to get my act together. So if you have a question or maybe a concern and you want to speak to Representative Bradley Byrne, you are in luck, as beginning yesterday until August the 22nd, the congressman is scheduled to hold 12 town hall meetings over the course of 2 months. So Representative Byrne's website says that he plans to, quote, discuss how the American people are better off now thanks to a booming economy, stronger military, and safer communities. So if you missed yesterday's first meeting in Jackson, Alabama, coming up today at 2 p.m. in Atmore, at the Atmore City Hall, you can listen to Mr. Byrne speak. And maybe you can't make it there, but you can make it to the Bruton City Hall. He'll be there at 4 p.m. And then tomorrow, August the 1st, 10 a.m., Dolphin Island Town Hall. August the 2nd, 1 p.m., is in Millery Town Hall. And then August the 2nd, Citronelle High School. August the 8th, the Connie Hudson Mobile Regional Senior Center. And then August the 20th at 3 p.m., Grand Bay St. Elmo Community Center. August the 21st, you can hear him speak at 3 p.m. at the Old Monroe County Courthouse. August 22nd, he has three chats at 1:30, 3:30, and 5:30 at the Three Rivers Church, then on to Loxley Town Hall, and then wrapping up the Town Hall Tour with the Spanish Fort City Hall as the location. So everyone is welcome, free of charge, and get your questions answered.
Congressman Byrne, a busy, busy man. Do you get some kind of prize for going to every single town hall that he hosts?
I think the prize is he's trying to vie for votes.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, there's an election coming up.
There's always something.
Yeah, November 6th. If you are a bookworm, or maybe you have a kid who has yet to purchase their summer reading book, make plans to go to Books a Million tomorrow. On Wednesday, BAM is offering you a chance to purchase a book for one penny per page at all Alabama locations. So the chief marketing officer said the company wanted a new way to engage their customers. So he says, why not enjoy To Kill a Mockingbird for $3.23 rather than $25.99? Can't miss day to stock up on the best books around. So let's say you found a book that's 400 pages.
Mm-hmm.
That's $4.
Wow, great deal. And if you want War and Peace, that's only $500. I think there's 50,000 pages in that book.
Here's the deal, though, Dalton. The sale is limited to one book per transaction, one transaction per person. It does include all fiction and nonfiction books, but it excludes books for your kiddos. Mm. So I would want to know what age that is, because, you know, a children's book is different at 3 than it is at 13.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested, we know we have a BAM in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. You just need to download a coupon on the website, booksamillion.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. Quarter till 7 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, I've got your sports update on this Tuesday morning. Right now, we'll head to the break and talk with, or we'll hear some WKRG news in just a second. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Oh, and by the way, want to let you know that we have a website right here at FM Talk. It's fmtalk1065.com. And this morning, the three big things, the number one big thing, it is on the docket today for them to vote at the Mobile City Council whether or not to help fund that new on-campus stadium at the University of South Alabama. But, and Jeff Poor yesterday in Midday Mobile spoke with Councilman LaVon Manzi, it's unlikely that they will hold that vote today after meeting with the communities near South Alabama and near Ladd Peebles Stadium. They'll hold that off just a little bit longer. Also on our three big things yesterday, Governor Ivey and Mayor Walt Maddox, of course that's Governor Ivey's gubernatorial rival coming up for the general election. They did not debate yesterday, but they both were at the same event speaking, and they threw some barbs at each other. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. And the third big thing, Trump says he has no problem shutting down the government if Congress does not help fund the border wall and more immigration. That's the big news nationally, or one of the big things going on nationally. And our poll question, if you would like to vote, should Governor Kay Ivey debate her gubernatorial opponent Walt Maddox before the general election in November? Check all that out at fmtalk1065.com, and we're coming right back.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A crime alert in Mobile, 2 shootings in 3 hours, including one that wounded a teenager. The first shooting happened around 6 last night at the Azalea Point Apartments. One person was shot there. Then around 9 last night on Bernice Hudson Drive, a 15-year-old was shot in his chest. No word this morning on any arrests in either case. Clinics across Alabama are establishing programs to help patients beat their opioid addiction. This after a Harvard study found all 7 of Alabama's congressional districts ranked in the top 30 for opioid use. The programs include counseling, nutrition assistance, and medication to curb withdrawal. Today marks 2 weeks since 25-year-old Daniela Vian was last seen by her family or friends. Folks close to the missing mother offer a journal entry 1 month before her disappearance as proof she did not leave on her own. The journal entry includes financial goals and future plans. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Traveling east through Mobile, you'll see a tunnel on I-10.
Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency if you want to save some money.
They'll get back in this car now.
I'm tired of getting stuck in this I-10 traffic. It happens every time we go across the bay this time of day, so I'm making the most of it.
What are you doing?
I'm handing out flyers for Jack Green.
Jack did not.
What better time to think about how much money you could be saving on your insurance by calling Jack Green?
Get away from that truck.
Sir?
You're gonna get hurt.
Hey!
They'll stop.
Did you know Jack Green can insure this dump truck?
Hey, lady, get off my windshield.
You could be paying too much.
What are you, crazy?
Hello?
Crazy lady. Jack Green has been saving the good folks of Alabama money for over 30 years on their homeowners' commercial and business insurance. It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much. Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today, 251-344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, the few accidents we've had, officers have been able to clear out of the roadways. Good ride now for the 1065 split, Tillman's Corner and Theodore. No delays downtown across the Bay Gateway and the Causeway, all the way over towards Loxley. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 10 minutes till 7 now on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves kicked off a three-game homestand against the Miami Marlins with a 5-3 win. Freddie Freeman and Ronald Acuna Jr. both hit home runs for Atlanta in the win.
Swing and a fly ball. Hit deep toward right. Anderson back. It's gone.
And then he goes out with the next pitch.
Yeah.
That was Freddie Freeman's 18th home run this season. The Boston Red Sox beat NL East leading Philadelphia in 13 innings, 2-1. Braves now two games back for that NL East lead. A walk-off double from Mitch Garver gave Minnesota a 5-4 win over Cleveland. Seattle shut out Houston 2-0. Milwaukee beat the LA Dodgers 5-2. San Francisco got a win in 12 innings, 5-3 over San Diego. St. Louis beat Colorado 5-4 in 10 innings with a walk-off home run from Marcell Ozuna. And Texas beat Arizona 9-5. Some transactions in the major leagues before today's trade deadline takes effect at 3 p.m. The New York Yankees bolstered their starting rotation by adding Minnesota Twins starting pitcher Lance Lynn. The Yankees announced they traded first baseman Tyler Austin and minor league starting pitcher Luis Rijo to the Twins in return for Lynn. The Houston Astros acquired Toronto Blue Jays closer Roberto Osuna in exchange for reliever Ken Giles and pitchers David Paulino and Hector Perez. Osuna is eligible to return to action on August 5th, that's this Sunday, after serving a 75-game suspension for violating the MLB's domestic violence policy. In NFL news, the New York Jets finally have quarterback Sam Darnold under contract after he signed his rookie deal on Monday. The Jets signed their first-round draft pick to a four-year deal worth $30.2 million. That contract includes a $20 million signing bonus. Here's Jets general manager Mike Maccagnan discussing the deal.
You know, he missed 2 days of practice that weren't in pads. He missed 1 day of padded practice. But, you know, we feel good about when we got him in. You know, he has a little catching up to do, but we do feel, you know, it wasn't a long holdout. So we're excited to see how he grows and develops.
There were 256 players drafted this year. Darnold was the 255th to sign his rookie deal. That leaves Chicago Bears linebacker Raquan Smith as the only unsigned draft pick after he was chosen 8th overall out of Georgia. Darnold was out of UFC. He was picked 3rd overall in this year's draft, and he's expected to compete for the starting job in training camp against veterans Josh McCown and Teddy Bridgewater. It's been 10 days since Mississippi officially legalized sports betting at its casinos, and tomorrow on August the 1st, two casinos will be the first in the state to begin accepting sports wagers, the Beau Rivage Resort and Casino in Biloxi and Gold Strike Casino in Tunica, Mississippi, will take their first wagers around noon tomorrow. Former NFL player Willis McGahee and oddsmaker and native Mobilian Danny Sheridan are in line to make the first official wagers at the Beau Rivage before the casino starts accepting bets from the general public. Mississippi is the third state following Delaware and New Jersey to allow sports betting since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the federal ban in May. 6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms again. High temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along, with free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life, it's part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one's going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one is going to give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app and your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the Next Radio app today. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, 5 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley in the studio as well. And Sean Sullivan will be back very, very soon. But right now it's time to check the headlines. Here's Kelly.
Thank you, Dalton. A data breach may have impacted hundreds, if not thousands, of people, exposing the personal information of current and former employees, volunteers, and applicants connected to the Southern Baptist Missionaries and the International Mission Board, also known as IMB. The IMB, which coordinates international mission work for the Southern Baptist Convention, began, quote, a comprehensive response ASAP upon discovering the cybersecurity incident, and they say they immediately notified law enforcement officials. On July the 6th, the IMB notified current and former employees, volunteers, and applicants of the data security incident, and they say, quote, IMB deeply regrets any inconvenience or concern the security compromise may cause. The company takes very seriously our responsibility to protect the information entrusted to us. We have already implemented new security technologies around our most sensitive systems and data, which will improve our ability to detect and respond to threats of our data networks. IMB has offered 1 year of free identity theft protection services from My ID Care to those whose information has been identified as part of this data breach. The deadline for enrollment is October the 5th. And great news, we now have a date. If you love zooming around town on a bike but need a set of wheels, you're in luck. Beginning next month, the bicycle sharing service, once known as Lime Bike, it's now known, Dalton, as Lime. They're launching August the 15th. And just in time for the Dolphin Street Beer Festival, the 1065 Music Festival. They're coming to town August the 15th. So this is a dockless approach, which means bikes can be left anywhere. Riders use your smartphone app to find and unlock your bike, and you pay an hourly rental charge. The bikes have built-in locks and GPS locators. The locations of the pickup spots will rotate, so bikes don't just pile up at the various destination spots. So this is a great idea as you want to get to know your downtown cities, maybe, or the university as well, because the plan calls for the first 500 bikes to be distributed downtown and on the campus of South. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. And just a PSA out there, if you do use one of those bikes, mm-hmm, after the Dolphin Beer Festival, be very careful. It's harder than it looks. Trust me. Coming back, more Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.